Begin the current daf Maseches Ev and daf Tzad. We begin on the base. Begin with says the master begins with the Gemara. The Ikar Mechitzasa, because there are walls. Try to explain that even though they're regarding Tchumen, it's not walls. You still let it carry because the Gemara said according to Rab, you let it carry in the boat, even though it's Mona Beis Asayim, because the walls are considered Hukaf Ladir. So Tzad explains that Vafilu Rabbi Zayim, even according to Rabbi Zayim, Dom Beresh Mishetzu that he said in the beginning of Mishetzu on daf Mem Gimel Daf. Mechitza is that the walls of a boat actually are actually meant to chase away the water, and actually they're not hook of ladiram. That explains that's specifically regarding leaving the halachic tchuma of Shabbos. And then you're not allowed to go ahead and go the whole boat. In other words, that since the walls of the boat are meant to chase away the water, so not considered as if you were Shabbos bar mechitzas. So never come to zero that if not for that other reason, you wouldn't be able to carrying the whole thing. But regarding that, it's considered a hook of ladira, that he would agree to, and therefore that's not a contradiction with what Rabbi is saying over here. Ketanek says the master begins with the Gemara, Rabbi Libidra Meir, Letaltal Megag Lechatz. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Kodra Meir, one should be able to carry from a roof to a quarter. Tiz explains that, but why according to Shmuel is it okay? The Gemara is saying Rabbi Kodra Meir, who says that it's forbidden to carry from a roof to a courtyard, but according to Rav, the roof is Rosh Hashayachin. So, what's the difference? Why can't you carry from a roof to a courtyard? Now, explains Tesis. L'Shmuel Rebbeinu, but whereas according to Shmuel in Rebbeinu, Leimatz LeMefik, the Gemara could not have asked this question. Like Rashi explains, because the L'Shmuel according to Shmuel Gag and L'Shmuel Rebbeinu in the courtyard, Rebbeinu when you have a bunch of roofs that are equal that are together, have a carmelis. It's a carmelis. Therefore, you can't carry from a carmelis, which is what the roof is, to the courtyard, which is Rosh Hashanah. But then Taisis still has to explain that, okay, that's very good, a roof that's more than Beis HaSayim, which is a Carmelis, according to Shmuel, that you can't carry to a Chatzah, which is Rosh Hashanah. When that's not Beis HaSayim, then it's like Rosh Hashanah. So then, wait a second, why can't you carry to the Chatzah, which it sounds like in all cases, Rebbe Meir holds you can't. So that explains Taisis, Upachas me Beis HaSayim, not me that actually, when it's less than Beis HaSayim, it still makes sense why not carry from it to the Chatzah, because Avagav Lehem a Carmelis, although in that case, it's not a Carmelis. Kamakam, Kim the Chatzah, the Shmuel, and Mukav Ladira, since according to Shmuel, the roof, no matter what the situation is, it's not considered as enclosed for residential purposes. Like Lemifruch, you can't ask to tell the Makakul Chassid you should be able to carry from roof to a courtyard because there's still different types of domains and therefore you can't carry from one to the other. Now, that's what Tosfos says. Avakav the Rabban, although according to Rabban, the Makakul gives him basic time. When you have a roof more than basic time, also tell the Makakul Chassid Shmuel. According to Shmuel, you're not carry from the roof to the courtyard. The Pachas may be basic time, sorry, but when it is less than basic time, that then it is permitted. So you see that there is that discrepancy. Mikamakam still, Yem Shmuel would say that that's not a difficulty because the Remeir, Yishle Gagter, is Karfav, because according to Remeir, that the roof has halacha as a Karfav, maybe yes, maybe it's the same, maybe it's whether it's more, whether it's less. It's just like a Karfav. So maybe not like Karfav into the Chatzar, in contrast to the Rabbanim, where they don't treat it as such. And therefore, when it's less than Mesa Saim, you're allowed to go ahead and carry to the Chatzar. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara, Latal to Magag Lechatzar. You should be allowed to carry from the roof to the courtyard. Tinnik explained that, so what was the assumption of the one who was asking the question? The Gemara was asking, going to Rav and Remeir, that the roof is like Rosh Hashanah, so why can't you carry, as we said in the previous Tesis, from roof to the courtyard? The Gemara says, oh, because the Gzeris tell Bishos Rav. So Tinnik says, I've got the other time to Remeir, but God Gavoy, but no, I'm not sure if you're going to although the Gemara already knows this, and this is the halach he says in the Mishnah, that you can't carry even from one roof to another one, although he says the whole one, because one's higher than 10 tefachim than the next, so obviously you can't carry from a roof to a courtyard. What was Gemara's question? And that's a taste of Magag L'chatzar, however, from a roof to a courtyard, then your name Chalukim, which they're separate entities, we would have thought, actually, no, it actually would be better. It doesn't look like a mound in Rosh Hashanah, which that's like, we don't let you from even one Rosh Hashanah to another because they're very similar. But here, with different entities, you actually would have thought not to make Xerah, and therefore we have to say that question and the answer to say no, that there is like Xerah's tell from the roof to the courtyard. Ketunik says the master begins with the Gemara L'Shmuel Libdra Ban. Now we're asking on Shmuel Kondra Ban, the Latal Tamagag and Karfav, she was allowed to carry from a roof to a Karfav, which says disagrees with Rashi's interpretation of the Gemara's question. You might ask, according to Shmuel, that the roof, which is not Hukka Fadir according to him, it's like a Karfav, so why Kondra Rabbanan can you not carry from roof to a Karfav? So Pesh Kondra Rashi explains, the question is, Migag Yesu Mebeis HaSayim, from a roof that's more than Beis HaSayim, which is a karpav or karmelis. The karpav yesim beisus time to another karpav mother beisus time was the Gemara's question. Keeping the chashav le'imok with dear sins, you're not considering it as enclosed for residential purposes. Now the tamei karmelis, so they're both gonna be karmelis, and that was the Gemara's question. So it's the same thing. Why can't you carry from one to the next? But Tais finds difficulty in this interpretation. Vimtema, Tais says, and if you're gonna say, which is my first point, that this vimtema is different than most vimtemas, it's a rejection of Rashi. Umanali da'asa. So where does the Gemara know that according to Shmuel and Rabbanan, that it's actually forbidden to carry from a gag to karfav? You're asking why isn't it permitted? Who said it's forbidden? The imishim dam Rabbanan lekamon, because if you think it's what Rabbanan said later on, the dav tzadi alfam and alf. The gag and the chaserus rishosachas, it says the roofs and courtyards are one domain. The kafivus rishosachas and kafivus are considered separate domain. So you see that they're separate domains, and therefore you're not allowed to carry from the roof to the karfav. And this text says no. Hasam akarch bein yisim beis time. There it's obviously talking about when it's less than basis time, can the pirush for some of the conscious, like Rashi shortly explains, because they be seirim. Because when it's more than basis time, lo yem Reb Shimon the chazav kavish rosachas. Reb Shimon is not going to say that he's the other opinion over there, which he says they're all considered one area. He doesn't say a chazav and kavish is going to be one domain, because we had yimul and perkos and pasen as we had earlier on the chav gimel beis kaben nizerubay. When you have a courtyard that most of it is planted with vegetables, the karp of yesim beis esam the Reb Shimon have a kamlis that if it makes it into a karp, which is more than beis esam, Reb Shimon, that's going to be as a kamlis. So, how could you permit carrying from a chutz with shusha yachid? Obviously, when we consider all as one, including karfifas, is when it's not beis esam. So then how do you know that you're not carrying from a roof to a large karp? To say that we're asking, why do they say it's forbidden? We don't even have a source that it's forbidden. So Rabbi Meir Lavi actually re-explains that the begag deloy have a yesim basis in parach. Actually, the most question is from a roof which is less than basis time. And the question is, the total karfav she'ani yesim basis time l'rabban. The question is, he should be allowed to carry it to a karfav that's not basis time according to Rabban, as Tracy explains. Avagav the dear is gag koshav tvei mishal karfav, though the residence of a roof is considered more residential than that of a karfav. Shemutl tatl migag lechatzer, that you're allowed to carry from the Gemara's question is that you're allowed to carry from a roof to a courtyard, as we just quoted before, umekarf lechatzer aser, and from a karf to a chatzer is forbidden. So if so, then we should say that. What do you mean? So wait a second. So you would think to say that they have different utility. But the Gemara's question was that although from a gag to karfav, a gag to chatzar is gag to chatzar, we say it's permitted, and from a karfav to chatzar is forbidden. That's what saying that you shall allow a gag to karfav because the tvei dama le karfav le chatzar, because the roof is more similar to a karfav than a chatzar. Because the Kishu Yesim the basis time have a kamlis come a karfav, because when the roof is more than basis time, it's a kamlis just like a karfav. Whereas a chatzah fill the basis on kur mishari, but a chatzah even if it's 10 kur is permitted. So it's more logical to say that the roof and the karfav is one domain more than saying that a roof and a courtyard is one domain. So then that's the question: why according to Shmuel it's forbidden kugabanan from a roof to a karfav, which that we see that is forbidden. So that's a mishan. That's what Gemara answers. Gzeri shem yipachis. We're concerned that it might become deficient. Pirsch, what does that mean to say? Shemi yifchas hagag b'mtsiase. A whole different interpretation. Maybe the house is going to collapse, the roof is going to collapse in the middle. V'yishtamshu b'nei abayis hagag derech ha'pchas, and then the people inside the building are going to use the roof through that new skylight, so to speak, where it is a hole in the roof. V'ozav hagag chashamukav l'dir, and now the roof is going to be considered as enclosed for residential purposes. It's part of the house now. But also talked about the karfav. Now you're not going to carry from the roof to the karfav. Come out of the karfav lecharetzer, just like you're not carry from a karfav to the chatzah. And therefore, we said that always you're not going to carry from a gag to a karfav. Then Tais says, "V'avgav dema dehav mukav." Although this that it's considered as enclosed for non-residential purposes. Pasach. And wait a second. And only later did the roof cave in. That now it's considered this opening. No, that's not true. The whole problem we just created. It doesn't make it into enclosed residential purposes, because that's hokav l'b'sev pasach. It doesn't make it hokav l'dir. So what's the concern about you might use the roof? It's still like hokav l'dir, and it's still not a character karfav. That's a tais no, because the dafka b'karf shel hokav l'dir, specifically a karfav that was never enclosed residential purposes, l'mahani hokav l'b'sev pasach. There it doesn't help that it was enclosed, and then you had create an opening. It is considered a little bit enclosed for residential purposes, because the Mutal Talman Lukhat, as we pointed out before, you're allowed to carry from the roof to a courtyard. So Mahanli Hapchas. So then this, that there's a hole in the roof now, does help the Shavi Mukabadir to make it that it's considered totally enclosed residential purposes, similar to a courtyard, and therefore that's why we're concerned that Shem Yifklas Hagag and you use it, and you might come to use it still with the kafa. So although really it should be permitted, but we made that you never allowed to carry to a kafa. And then the Gemara asks, if that's the case, you consider Shem Yifachas, then Mekarfa basis time, Mekarfa basis time. Then even when you have two kafivas that are basis time, then you tell the Shem Yifachas that when it's more than basis time, you should be concerned that it might cave in. Pirish, what does that mean to say? Maybe one of these kafifas will be breached more than 10 amas in its totality to a shusram or to a bika, which makes it into bona fide kamalas. And one of them is going to be considered like a shusayach, and you're going to carry from a shusayach by kamalas. Now, Tosfos just addresses why I say shemi yifachis and not shemi yifritz the way he's explaining it. Because since when we spoke about the roof, we spoke about the caving in. So to mention that terminology by the breach of the kafir, although really it's more appropriate to say Shem Yifritz. On that, Mishnah, the Gemara answers no. Hasim over there by the kafir, if it's going to be breached, Minkar will be recognizable. You see, that's a breach. But by the roof, it's not recognizable by the one who's standing in the kafir. And moreover, and the one who's standing on the roof, he's not going to recognize that's forbidden to carry from him to the kafir because of that the roof caved in. And there you have to be concerned that it's going to cave in, and he's not going to know that it's forbidden. Because of that, he comes to the kafir where you could see it's breached Rosh Hashanah. Everybody knows that's like Rosh Hashanah, and therefore they didn't make this gezer. So, basically, according to Rashi, the Gemara's question is that Shmuel, why does he say according to Rabbanan that you're not carried from a roof that's more than basis time, the kafir that's more than basis time, according to Shmuel, what do you mean? A roof is not considered a mukav ladira, and they both should be a karmelis. According to the Rita Gemara's question was, actually, you should be permitted to carry from a roof that's less than basis time, the kafir less than basis time, because then you should compare the roof to a kafir, because since when they're both more than basis time, it's a karmelis, so it should be more similar to a kafir, and that's what the Gemara answers, that no, because of Shemi Yipachas. Tenex says Masla begins with Zigmara, the different mayor. According to a mayor, Gagin Rishos Achasin Bechulu. The roofs are considered one domain, etc. Which Tenex explains the source for everything that was said according in this opinion of a mayor, that is the Gemara brought, that Rabbi Huda says that according to a mayor, roofs, courtyards, karfifas, they're all their independent domains. They carry from one and that same domain, but you can't go to another Rishos. This explains the source for this teaching of Rabbi Huda is that Gagin, when you have equal roofs, which according to Meir, you let it carry from roof to roof, who befares b'mesni? That's explicitly in the Mishnah. That's what our Mishnah is called, our parak called Gagin. Now, b'chad nechatzeres a karfifas, and the same thing would apply similarly to each area on its own, courtyards and karfifas. Why? Halafatash Mishnah shavakam my Gagin, since it has the same utility just like roofs, since you have the same halacha. Ababatim loy. But regarding houses, to take from house to house, that's not allowed, because the Tashmish and Tadr. Because there, that's the primary utility of a person more than the roof, and therefore you can't compare it houses to roofs, and house to house is forbidden. But moreover, it's because the Chiechid L'Rabbanam Kafifas HaChatez V'Shos Acha is just like according to Rabbanam, that Kafifas or courtyards are considered one domain. Because even roofs and courtyards are one domain. For sure, courtyards and courtyards are one domain. So therefore, the same thing would apply to a mayor. Because we only find he disagrees with Rabbanan regarding a courtyard and a roof. And that's because, as he says in the Mishnah, as we explained in the Gemara, because the Gezerah tell Bishos Rabban, which is therefore when one roof is higher than the other one, that's why it's forbidden. And that's the same thing with Gag V'chatzah. But with not Gag V'chatzah, if it's all Gagin, all Chatzis, all Chatzifas, therefore there, he would agree that each one would be permitted, even different ones, but of the same entity, of that type, whether it be Gagin, Chatzeres, or Karfifas.